Dr. Saber taking an office note on patient Mary Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. Date of birth 12-2-1950, date of service 7-5-2023. Pure paragraph. The patient is 72-year-old white female who is presenting to my office to for a second opinion on her decreased kidney function. Pure paragraph. The patient had normal kidney function a few months back, and all of a sudden she noticed decrease of kidney function by blood testing after consuming Celebrex and Advil for wrist pain. She had been seen by a Baylor College of Medicine nephrology, Dr. Graham, who had recommended a kidney biopsy, but patient was afraid from the side effect, and that was not done, and she seeked a second opinion, period. Additional past medical history includes hypothyroidism and recurrent urinary tract infections. Past surgical history includes plastic surgeries, including breast reduction. Also urethral surgery 20 years ago, period. Allergies, she is allergic to penicillin, sulfa, ciprofloxacin, and nitrofurantoin, period. Social history, patient is married, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She teaches French at Rice University, period. Family history, father history of stroke and diabetes mellitus type 2, mother history of diabetes mellitus type 2, period. Paragraph. Review systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no melena. She does have nocturia and no straining upon urination. However, she does have incomplete bladder emptying. She does have vaginal dryness, no leg swelling. She does have wrist pain on and off, period. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 4 COVID-19 shots, period. Current medication include levothyroxine. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bri bilaterally, no jugular veins distension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tape, pupil paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, and rhythm normal, S1, S2, no members heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation. No crackles or wheezes, hurt abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gutting rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, no. The neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations show the following. Arena ultrasound done May 11, 2023 shows right hydronephrosis mild. Right kidney size 10.6 cm, left kidney size is 10 cm, no hydronephrosis on the left. There was no obstructive lesion or calculus noted. Period. Laboratory data. Baseline creatines around 0.7, 0.8, less creatines 1.24. Period. Assessment, I'm plan one, acute kidney injury, possibly related to use of Advil and Celebrex versus other kidney function had improved to some extent. She does have right hydronephrosis that needs to be investigated further. We are going to do a renal scan with Lasix. She may need a CT urogram and will get a bladder ultrasound to assess post void residual. A full serologic workup is going to be ordered as well, period. Next diagnosis, hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine. Next, hypertension in the clinic, not usual for patient. She's going to monitor her blood pressure log and to review next visit. Patient is going to see him back in around 2 weeks to discuss further planning for her kidney dysfunction. Pure paragraph and report, thanks.